shine. You see, letting your light shine is something we choose to do. Jesus said on another occasion, I am the light of the world. John 8 verse 12. So when we let our light shine, we are letting folks see the light of the world, Jesus, the salvation that God has provided. You can't shine your light until you first lighten up. Number two, where to shine the light? Before men. That means to shine light wherever you go. Some people say, well, my faith is a private thing. It's just between me and God. But Jesus never said faith was a private thing. Neither did the Apostle Paul or the Apostle Peter. So who said it? Who said faith is a private thing? Satan said it. He wants you to hide it under a bushel so that no one can see it. Number three, how to shine the light? In such a way that they may see your good works. There's a right way and a wrong way, and in such a way means to do it the right way. The way we communicate the gospel to others can make a difference in whether people accept it or reject it. Heard about a woman trying to give medicine to her dog. Every day she tried to force a tablespoon of medicine to the dog's mouth, but the dog would always resist and pull away. One day she knocked the bottle of medicine over and it spilled all over the floor. The dog went over to the puddle and lapped it up. The dog wasn't resisting the medicine. He was resisting the method its owner used, trying to force it down his throat. Don't try to force the gospel down people's throats. Communicate it in such a way that people will be drawn to God. The old saying says, more flies are caught with honey than vinegar. God loves them and can change their lives, so share it with joy. Think about it.
What from LaGrasse in the Highlands on this little chilly
but it,
Sunday afternoon.
Would you believe it if somebody told you winter time's up on us?
It's here.
And you don't have to believe it. All you have to do is walk outside.
Every time I walk outside, I want to go down to Phillips and get me one of those furnaces.
But it's too late. We need to get it before cold weather comes in.
Yeah,
that way
we
can enjoy it.
We procrastinate, aren't we?
Yes, a lot of people's using them. Matter of fact, I went by Phillips the other day, and he had this. But the smoke was rolling out of it,
yeah.
So he had a big fire in it.
Did he have his cape on?
Well, I couldn't tell. I thought I seen a masked marauder going through the woods.
Oh,
and it
my goodness.
How's your week been?
Buddy, it's been a really good week. I went out of town and on some business and got to see my son. And then on my way home Friday, I got to stop and see my daughter.
Well, good.
And she got me for about $200. So
that's a good weekend for you, isn't it?
But my son bought my breakfast, so I come out pretty good.
Kind of offset there. You wasn't out really too
offset a little bit.
Yeah. I take care of them kids, don't you?
But it's good to be able to see the kids and make sure they're doing all right and everything. We got a big show lined up for you today.
We sure do.
We'll give some stuff away. We may give Linda away. She's got a bad back. Any chiropractors out there want to take her, you'll borrow them for a week, won't you? This first song we're going to send out to our dear friend, Sherry Parsons. She loves Ralph Stanley Second better than anybody. And, you know, it won't be long until Ralph Stanley Festival will be upon us. I mean,
it's getting that time of year.
A lot of festivals
coming up.
We're all ready.
Absolutely.
Let's hear some Ralph Stanley the Second music right now.
Living on the road ain't easy. A man can really get the blues. If I live up to my name, I'll have to fill some mighty big shoes. But Stanley's wore some mighty big shoes. They sang about God in heaven. They sang about mom and home. They sang about everyday living. I'm just trying to carry on. And maybe get a name of my own. My daddy is a living legend. Uncle Carter died before his time. When I walk out in the spotlight, we're all standing side by side. I know they're by my side. Thank you. I ever get back to Coburg, get back to my home in the hills, I'm gonna have me a talk with Uncle Carter, boy. Gonna tell him just how I feel. He'll know just how I feel. He lies up on a mountain. He's at rest in the hills of home. And every time I think about him, the Stanley blues I moan. The Stanley blues I moan.
A kiss upon thy brow, but like horn still in death, will you love me then as now? Turkey.
lifted up her voice to sing. Will you miss me?
Miss me when I'm gone.
Oh, will you miss me?
Miss me when I'm gone.
Will
that's a couple from Ralph Stanley II there. We'll send them out to our number one Ralph Stanley II fan, Sherry Parsons.
Absolutely.
Ralph does a good job. He's doing a lot of touring dates right now. And quite a busy little boy.
Like I say,
his festival's coming up pretty
soon, too. Absolutely.
We got a lot of requests for some Clyde Bowling music today.
Have.
And we're going to play some vintage Clyde Bowling today. This was back in 1979. I'll never forget it. I was at the house. I was living in Nashville at the time, and we had a weekend off, and I come home, and Dad was got up Sunday morning, heading to Indianapolis to record this project right here, and I stayed back with Mom because, you know, Mom had biscuits and gravy. And
that was the place to be, wasn't
it? And before I went back to Nashville, I was going to get some.
You'd missed out on that all that time you were in Nashville.
Yeah, before I went back home to Nashville, I was going to get some that gravy on
country
my belly.
Cooking.
Yeah, boy.
Mom, I've been there.
And I got about halfway through my biscuits, and Dad called me and he said, "Son, I need you to do me a favor." He said, "Could you stop down in Indianapolis on your way home and lay down some bass tracks for me?"
Hmm.
And I said, "I'd be glad to." No, actually, I said, "What's it pay?" I was a starving musician. But anyway.
Well, you had to go home deep, wasn't it?
That's exactly right. But I stopped down there and cut this album with him. And it's a good project. It's from 1979. It said, "Make My Bluegrass." It's got Jimmy Raines on the fiddle, Jack Chaffin's on the banjo. And, you know, I cannot remember the mandolin player's name. And Wilbur Hall played some of the bass on it. And Dad did a wonderful job. And this is one of Jerry Scott's favorite songs. This is an old Boys from Indiana tune called Elena is Burning. So here it is, Clyde Bowling and the Southern Bluegrass Boys from 1979.
Wrote me a letter that told off our baby. He just like his daddy's the words that he'd say. But that's been so long now that it seems like forever. And Lord, I'm so homesick, I wish I were dead. Atlanta is burning. I think of my Sally and the son that she gave me. If I could just see her and the baby so near. A bullet has found me and the darkness is falling. The pain is unreal and my body's so weak. The captain is calling, but I cannot answer. My thoughts wander southward as I go to sleep. My thoughts wander southward as I go.
Not too bad for 1979, Jimbo.
Absolutely not. That was back in what we call the good old days.
That's the year I graduated high school.
Can you imagine that? How long ago was that being? That way we know when you graduated.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, this is 2019, so it's going to be an even something, isn't it?
That's exactly right. Let's talk about our good friends at Conley Tire, located on the Painesville Lake Road at Staffordsville. You know, I'm sitting here looking at their internet.
Mm-hmm.
And here's some of their advertisements. Free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi.
That's pretty good.
Can you imagine that?
Local shuttle service. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Comfortable waiting room.
I know that. I've been
with
there.
TV and children's toys.
Absolutely.
Now, I thought I caught you over there playing them toys.
I like little cars and trucks.
Now, listen to this one. There's a reason for this one. Free coffee.
They might be a reason it's free.
If it don't get up and walk out on you.
That way you can work on your Wi-Fi and drink coffee and you'll not fall asleep by being bored.
When you drink that coffee down there at Conley's, you better watch it. It may get up and walk away. It's so strong.
Better tie it down. Hey.
But listen to this, Jim. They've got... Listen to this. You can't beat this. $100 back coupon on Goodyear tires.
You believe that?
From January through March. You can't beat it. $100.
Well, that's true. And right now, the kind of weather we're having, if you've got slick tires, go see them.
Yeah. You don't want no slick casings this
Absolutely
time of year.
Absolutely not.
You don't want no slick casings. They've got everything in the world in there. Now, you know, Wallace, he's got this, Chris and him got this big fancy website up here. But
is Wallace on it?
I don't know. We but like to
might
talk
be a
shop.
Picture. We like that, see.
You know, this is pretty fancy right here. This is above our pay.
It is. And, you know, Wallace has got a couple of books out there that he wrote about Johnson County.
Now,
that
let me tell you, there's
really interesting.
Let's quit talking about tires, man. Talk about Wallace.
Absolutely.
There's a walking history book. And, you know, I have met so many people throughout the county that said they had him as their teacher.
Him in school, and he was
and they all loved him.
They sure did.
But anyway, Chris and the gang out there, if it's a tire, they've got it.
They've got it.
That's just a flat line, or they can get it.
And, you know, this cold weather, if you've got a weak battery, is a good time to find that out. And they sell the good Interstate batteries.
Interstate batteries. And, you know, the nice thing I like about Collins, you go in there and you tell Chris your budget.
Absolutely.
He will match you up a tire. They've got financing available. And when he gives you a price, that's what it is,
that's
mister.
It.
Out the door. No. He figures everything in.
No
surprises. No
cost or nothing on
right.
that.
They do brake work out there. They do rotation, tire mounts. They got the latest state-of-the-art front-end alignment out there, too. They've got all your wheels and customized fittings for your truck. You know, we told Tom a couple weeks ago that if they won the state championship, he's going to have to put gold under his truck.
Around it. That's true.
So,
and we that would have been a good place to win at it.
You know, that'd be a good Christmas present for him.
It would be. Or for me or you, from him.
Yeah, from us to him.
Let's do that.
And then we'll follow him around and look at his lights.
Yeah.
He may start cruising the plaza.
He may do that. And get flashbacks.
Yeah. But Connie Tire Christmas has been standing on the milk creek since he's 10 years old, changing oil out there and doing work. And I have never seen a boy that can multitask like him.
But he's busy. When you walk in, yeah, you just about have to walk with him to talk to him, yeah, because he's so busy.
And, you know, you don't need an appointment. You can get one if you want one. But like I said, they got a great waiting room. They got a liar's bench up front. And there's been rumors, never when me and Jim's there, that there's an occasional donut there.
Yes. We always see an empty box.
I think they hide them when we come in. With good reason.
Good reason. I love a donut.
That's a good friend at Connie Tire, 297-2424. And they have been around forever, and there's a reason for that.
Absolutely.
They give good quality service. Go down and see Chris and Wallace. I will warn you about Wallace, though. Don't play him in checkers unless you want to go home empty, because... Or if you play him, don't put no money on it, because he will flat wear you out.
That is true.
He will wear you out. You got a song you're wanting to play.
Yes.
Let's send this out to your beautiful wife.
I will, if I can find it again.
It's in the recorder.
Go ahead and send
Wake up there, buddy. Wake up.
That is, let's see, 4 days late, and that's from Waylon.
Hey, let's send this out to
our new
baptism.
We did, absolutely.
And sweet little girl.
She is.
And we're so happy for her. I went up and hugged her, Jim. And I told her, I said, sweetheart, you just made the biggest decision you ever made in your life, or
absolutely
will ever make in your life. Because she's going to walk with Jesus Christ the rest of her life. And there's a home waiting for her above. So let's send that out to her and her family today.
Absolutely.
The news came to Jesus, please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without you, he will not last. Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus, he did not come, and they wondered why. The death watch was over, buried for days. Somebody said, he'll soon be here, the Lord's on his way. Martha ran. A battle of cried to the Lord, I need you now, but he has not appeared. Friend, don't be discouraged, 'cause he's still the same.
That guy is talented. Waylon, that is Waylon Bays.
That's right. We'll send that out to Veronica Little.
And her
congratulations
family.
And her family.
And, you know, and
that's Lee and Lee's
Lee and
grand,
Weddington's
granddaughter.
And boy, that was neat to see a young person that
man. Got some requests for some Clyde Bowling
we
music.
Sure do.
Yeah, we're going to play a couple cuts off his Dust on the Bible.
Dust
album.
On the Bible. That is my favorite.
And I know it is.
Listen to this song, Dust on the Bible.
Well, this isn't here, but maybe the next one.
Yeah, the next one. But this right, when you hear it, the Dust on the Bible, if that is the second one,
I
there's a lot to that.
Okay, here we go.
The way we travel along the road, Jesus took a walk with me. Better way to me, he showed. Jesus took a walk with me. Jesus took a walk with me. Jesus took a walk with me. Showed me the way to a brighter day. Jesus took a walk with me. Jesus put his hand on me. I was down in sinful bound. Jesus had a talk with me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Jesus had a talk with me. 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 Now I'm found in heaven bound. Jesus had a talk with me. Jesus had a talk. Jesus took a walk. Jesus put his hand on me.
Since Jesus set me free. You got dust on the Bible. You're gonna live a dirty life. Better read your Bible every day with your children and your wife. Be good to your fellow man as you journey through this life. You got dust on the Bible, you'll live a dirty life. Some people live here on this earth, got the head down to the ground. You better look up, go to heaven, thank the Lord that you're around. Get out on
every morning, noon, and night. You got dust on the Bible, you want to live a dirty life. Gotta walk in the sunshine, sing in the moonlight, pray every morning at the break of dawn until your Savior comes. Be good to your fellow man as you journey through this life. You got dust on the Bible, gonna live a dirty life. You got dust on the Bible, gonna live a dirty life. Better read Bible every day with your children and your wife. Be good to your fellow man as you journey through this life. You got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life. Got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life. Better read your Bible every day with your children and your wife. Be good to your fellow man as you journey through this life. You got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life. If you got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life. You better read your Bible every day with your children and your wife. Be good to your fellow man as you journey through this life. You got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life. You got dust on the Bible, you're gonna live a dirty life.
paid and there's room on board for a row.
Clyde, you know, that was the last recording that he did, Jim. And it was the best recording he ever put out.
Well, it's like me and you sitting here talking about the dust on the Bible. That is my favorite one. Because
Dad wrote that.
There is a lot to that. If you let something lay there and never pick it up, it's going to collect
dust. That's right. But, you know, he sent that into Bluegrass Unlimited and got rave reviews on it. Got a really good write-up on it. And he always wanted to cut a gospel project. And, boy, did he cut a good one.
He's got a real good.
Michael Cleveland from Michael Cleveland and Flamekeeper is playing the fiddle on that. And Tim Maynard is playing the banjo. Clyde Marshall is playing guitar and singing lead on it. And the mandolin player. It's Kenny Blanton.
Kenny Blanton.
Who's went on. He's passed away. And I was playing bass on it. Good project right there, Dust on the Bible.
That is a good one.
Well, we got to get out and see old Captain this week.
We sure
Captain Echo.
Mr. Echo.
I bet he is busier. You know, I wonder if he gets cold in them tights.
Buddy, I don't. They may be long johns on under them.
You know, that wind's blowing that cape.
Absolutely.
And but anyway, if it's a heater, if it has to do with heat, he can hook you up out there.
Absolutely.
He's got everything from kerosene heater to those green heaters. And he can take care of you at Phillips Heating Hardware. You need to get out there and talk to him. Jim, I'm seeing more and more of those furnaces as I go up and down the Mountain Parkway. They're getting to be real commonplace. And the reason for that is you can save 3/4 on your power bill.
Absolutely.
You can't be that. What are you, a beauty contestant saying, yes, sir,
absolutely,
yes, sir. He's over here ringing his phone again.
I feel like a robot.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Am I saying it at the right time?
Yeah, you're coming in here chiming in good. Well, but anyway.
They
got all your camping supplies
absolutely.
Out there. If you want to go camping, Wes will call for that.
But yes.
Now, you fish this time of year? I'm not a fisherman.
I seen a boat go out through there yesterday.
So you know, catch a warm day.
Huh?
Catch a warm day.
You'd have to. I mean, right now, I would think the water had ice on it. As cold as it's been, it'd be hard to get a boat on it, but I don't know. I know Yatesville's got ice on it.
Well, you know, you told me that you had some water problems the other day of freezing up.
Absolutely.
And you had to go get your material, and you can't hook them wrong. And the nice thing about Phillips is they have got a hardware store that's unbelievable.
Absolutely.
And they know about everything in it. And I know it's not spring, but why not take your lawnmower in now? They got a full-time mechanic on duty for small engine repair.
That is true.
And get that thing serviced so when that grass starts peeping up, you'll be ready to mow.
And it'll be a peeping up before we know it. We're right now through January.
Yeah,
you know that?
Yeah.
February's a short month.
But anything you need in the way of hardware, you can pay all your bills down there at Phillips Heating Hardware. They've got layaway. They've got financing. They even got their own credit card down
there. They do. And you also, if, you know, a lot of people like to cut wood, you know, to have for this time of year, you can rent a log splitter instead of having to buy one. You rent generators. They've got all kinds of rentals out
there. I'll tell you what, too. Those new Echo chainsaws, half a pull start them. They're lightweight, but boy, do they got the torque.
That's true.
They have got the torque that... on those Echoes. You can't hook them wrong.
Nope.
All the material you need, and it's like Floyd's Barbershop down there. You're going down there. Everybody sitting around talking. Tell them big lies.
See who can tell the biggest.
It's too cold to get on that line. I went down there the other day, and it was a warm day, and there's about four of them out there. They scattered like bees when I came in there. They's on that liar's bench.
Either that or they thought you were going to outdo them.
Yeah. They've got all the salt you need.
Absolutely.
With those slick dry, anything you need.
Just call them. And if you don't, if you ain't for sure if they've got it, they can either get it for you or tell you, no, we don't.
And, you know, I'd like to see Bill Bob in that cape.
Bill Bob.
Wouldn't you?
I'd like to see him in that cape from a distance.
The problem we got to get him one his size.
Absolutely.
With the tights and everything, you know.
Bill Bob looked good in there.
Yeah, he would. I saw him over at McDonald's the other day. But, you know, they got a coffee machine down there that actually makes coffee in a timely fashion, and it's pretty good.
Absolutely.
But stop back there and see Phyllis Wise. She's such a joy.
Absolutely, she is.
She is a real lady, and they'll just treat you so many ways. One of them bound to be right, Jim.
You're right.
And they got everything you need down there at Phillips Heating Hardware. Now, The other day is my time to cook.
Uh-oh.
You know what I did?
I'd say you went to McDonald's.
I went to Mickey D's.
That's a good place to go.
Oh,
you know,
man.
We have our A-team meeting over on Monday night, and most of us, that's where we eat dinner at on
that's
Monday
right.
night. And a good cup of coffee and
ooh,
apple pie.
Ooh, they got the best coffee.
Absolutely.
Have you tried that new ordering system over there?
Mm,
you haven't,
I've seen
have
it.
You?
I ain't tried
I've tried it.
It. Have you?
You know
it's
what they do?
Pretty good?
Let me tell you the deal. They'll bring it right to your table.
You're a kid.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Just punch in what you want. Don't have to wait in line. Grab your number, and they'll bring it right to your table.
Well, you can't.
You can that. Even order coffee and tell them you want two creams and one sugar, and they'll bring it to you.
And that, it'll tell you.
Ready
that.
To go.
Well, that is pretty good.
Yeah. 13 locations throughout Eastern Kentucky. Let's hear a good word from our friends at McDonald's, and we'll be right back.
Oh, you kids today. In my day, a sweet tea at McDonald's was just a buck, and a buttermilk crispy chicken biscuit was only $3. Oh, that tender chicken, that flaky biscuit, what I wouldn't give to go back.
Pop, stop. A buttermilk crispy chicken biscuit is still only $3, and any size sweet tea is still only $1 on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
What do you have, a time machine? Let's go!
Actually, it's a hatchback. Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
That was a good song today, but I've got one that I was wanting to send out to some of my co-workers. Jason Stewart, got Roger Williams, Matt Clark, Rocky Boyd, and Jeff Scalbury. They're out in this cold weather working right now. But I want to send them a song from Waylon Bass.
Okay.
And it is Lay My Isaiah Down.
All right, let's hear it.
God would give him a son. Blessed Isaac was his name, the greatest gift he'd ever known. Then came
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our Descendant Protection Plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Home, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands. On Sundays here on WSIP, the Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
That's our oldest sponsor, Jim.
Been 33 years. 33 years, man. That's a long time.
And I think I was only 1 year old when they started.
30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, save your watch. It's too late for your shoes, ain't it, on that one?
You know, you got to respect your elders now.
I
older
do.
Than you.
You're
the
life. Until July, then we're the same age.
Am I the oldest man in this room?
You sure are.
Well, thanks a lot. Linda's only 20. Huh?
Well, you're the oldest guy in the room then, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm the oldest cat
in here.
Well,
happy birthday. Friday was your birthday.
That's how you know you're getting old, when you're the oldest cat in the room.
When you're the oldest one. Everybody says respect the elders and look right at you.
But anyway, Jones Preston Funeral Home on the Starfire Hill in Paintsville here. What a wonderful sponsor.
Absolutely.
They've been a partner of ours for 34 years, and they just give back to their community so many ways. And I'm not talking about financially or anything, but they give back with service, Jim.
Absolutely.
They provide a wonderful service in a time of grieving.
And with a wonderful staff.
Oh, my goodness. That's the secret to the
that
success.
That is a secret to
James
all.
Andrew has kept Christian staff up there. That's why he's got such a good
that's
staff.
That's what I was going to say. It's who you surround yourself
he's
with.
Got
whether
good born-again
Christians.
Really,
yeah. And, where you go at in this world.
They can handle any type of funeral, from large
sure
to small to military relocation. So keep our good friends in mind at Jones Press. James Andrew is one of the finest gentlemen I've ever met. So go see
that
him.
That is true.
Ritz Auto Sales.
Has he still got the truck?
They still got it.
Boy, that's nice.
Listen here. I always said when I was 50, by the time I was 50, Linda, I was going to have a BMW. Well, I'm 59, still ain't got one. But I'll tell you what, Rich has got one.
Uh-oh, you may have one now.
Listen here. Listen to this deal. They have got, we're talking about Rich Auto Sales over here on Broadway.
On Broadway, yes.
The old Jerry Brown lot. They've got a 2013 BMW X3 all-wheel drive, X-Drive 280i four-door. Are you ready? $11,995.
Are you looking at that right?
$11,995.
Man.
Look at this. A 2012 BMW X5 all-wheel drive sport utility premium package four-door SUV, $11,999.
Wow.
That's unbelievable for
BMW.
Can
you believe that?
Here's a 2008 Cadillac. Now, this will rock your mind. 2008 Cadillac CTS 3.6 liter four-door sedan, white. Looks like it just came off the showroom. $92.95.
That's unbelievable.
Huh?
Now, what was the little car they had over there that you was struck
that little
on?
Corvair, buddy.
Is it still there? Have they sold it?
They're waiting on me to buy it, I think.
That's what I figured then.
They're waiting on me to buy it. They
you
still
need to
got
buy
it
that.
Over there. I love that car. Would you loan me the money?
If I had it.
If you had it.
If I had it, I would.
Go over and see our good buddy Bruce at Ritz Auto Sales. They're open 9 to 5. Bruce is always in there early.
Yep.
And they're open to 3 on Saturday. Now, if you can't make it into those times, just call them and let them know. They'll accommodate you. They got financing.
Absolutely.
Available, and they'll take good care of you. They sure will. We got to get out of here.
I know.
Till we see you next week, remember two things. Always smile. The sunshine's good for your teeth.
And always keep the Lord Jesus number one in your life.
We'll see you next week. See you, Jim.
See you, Dave.
First and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Bluegrass in the Highlands.